It is 8:07 here on Triple M. The Choir Boys have been a staple of the Aussie rock scene for a number of years now, and they've brought out some big hits, including this one. Choir Boys, they're back in 2017. They've announced that their new album is out on September 25th. It is Pub Rock Live. It's been a project that they've been working on for the last 7 years. So basically, they've been recording every live show, capturing a collection of their original songs, and it's 100% Choir Boys, 100% pub rock, and there's no auto-tune, there's no studio adjustments, there's just rawness and real live music. Mark Gable from Choir Boys is on the line. Mark, you're taking us back to a time when the pub ruled before those big arenas took centre stage. I guess with like things like Countdown and other bits and pieces of memorabilia making its way back, it's almost like we've gone full circle.
Well, look, it's more of a reflection. So more of a looking back. It's like every store that sells music now has a vinyl section because people are going back to that kind of thing. So it's more reflective and more retro, if you will. I doubt that if ever the pub scene is going to be as big as what it was, and it was really big, like Manly Vale Hotel back in the late 70s. People literally lined up around the block to go and see Split Enz, so we don't see that anymore. People look back and they go, even my kids, are now in their 20s. So they go, I wish I had been, born in the 60s.
I say that as well. I'm a bit younger, yeah.
so I could have gone to, see the music and, I saw Creedence Clearwater live and I saw Led Zeppelin live, and it was just what you did back then, But it's not what you do anymore. So it's a bit of a retro thing and we're still around to participate in it. We're lucky.
Mark Gable is with us from Choir Boys. The new live album, Pub Rock Live, is available September 25th. Mark, you were telling me how you caught up with Tim Farris and he suggested you needed to come over to Western Australia because there was a big scene over here back 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, well, I was talking to him on Pittwater Road outside a music store called Farrell Music in Brookvale on the Northern Beaches, which is legendary, was legendary back then. And, of course, Farris Brothers turned into an excess and Tim Farris is a guitar player. And they're a Northern Beaches band, or were a Northern Beaches band, like Choir Boys are a Northern Beaches band. And so we knew one another. We grew up, at the same time. And Tim said, he goes, oh, I said, where have you been? He goes, we just got been over in WA, over in Perth. I go, what the hell? He said, well, we've been over there for like a year or 9 months or something. He said, the scene's great. You need to go over there. So it was like, I hadn't even heard about it, that it was a thriving, massive scene back there, and INXS actually cut their teeth as a live band in Perth at that time. Even though they didn't start there, it made a massive difference to their careers in the future.
Pub Rock Live, available September 25th, the Choir Boys' new live album, all the favourite Choir Boys tracks on there. Choirboys.net if you want to check it out. Will it be available in stores, Mark Gable?
We're looking to do that. We'd be looking at Sanity, and I don't know whether you got that over there.
We do.
On JB Hi-Fi, and I don't know whether you got that over there.
We do.
Mark
Gable from Choir Boys, thank you so much for having a chat with us, and good luck with the release, and good luck with the tour coming up.
Cheers, thanks, mate.
Still going as good as ever. Mark Gable, great to have him here on Triple M and Pub Rock Live. You can check out all the details, pubrock2017.com.au.